there's a Tabrani Sharif hadith, and you'll probably more aware of it than myself, in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that none of you can be a true believer until I become more beloved to him than himself. My progeny becomes more beloved to him than his own offspring. My family is more beloved to him than his own family. And my personality is more beloved to him than his own personality. And in another hadith, Sayyidina Abu Dharr, when he was holding the door of the Kaaba, and he said that he heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that, "Lo, my Ahlul Bayt amongst you is like the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Whoever rode on it was preserved, and whoever lingered was destroyed." And from this you can understand the status of the Ahlul Bayt. Fortunately, nowadays we meet people who are Sayyids, and we treat them no better or no worse than anybody else. In some cases, we treat them worse because we have doubts about them. The shaitanic whispers that said, "Oh, he's just making it up. He's not really like that." And so, this again is something that we are really falling away, that we need to have that respect. Know about the Ahlul Bayt, know the status amongst the Ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we know that status, then inshallah we can respect them and give them the love.
One of the specialties of the Ahlul Bayt is that if we do something for the Ahlul Bayt, the reward of that will be given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith, hadith is this, and this is mentioned by Hazrat Saban, on the third of the Saban, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that if anybody does anything good for the Sayyids, if they do anything for the Sayyids, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself will reward them on the Day of Judgment.
Subhanallah.
لِقَوْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if anybody wishes that I be a intercessor for them on the Day of Judgment, then they should be kind to the Ahlul Bayt and make them happy.